right now, very pleased to have joining us Inside Hockey, is the head coach of the Adirondack Flames in the American Hockey League, Ryan Huska. Ryan, I want to get to your team and your players in a second, but I'm just curious about life in Glens Falls. They've had the American Hockey League before, but the Flames are a new team and a new squad for them. How has the reception been? How have people taken to your squad in that area?
Yeah, thanks, Rob. It's been good. I've been really pleasantly surprised that people are really excited about us being here. There's a lot of comments from our first few games, even at home, how people are enjoying the way our players are playing. It's a little more up-tempo, and they said it kind of reminds them a little bit of when the Red Wings used to be here way back when, where there was a little more aggressive play maybe than what they saw the last 5 years here in Glens Falls. But the people have been really good, and they've made it comfortable for all of our players.
And I know that this is your first year with the organization, but you can appreciate the team being in Abbotsford last year was a challenge for travel. How's the travel been so far for your club?
So far, it's been great. I think that's, of course, the benefit of being here. We have, you know, really everybody that we're playing is within 6 hours of us, and we have a few flights that we have to make, but those trips aren't that long. So the trips that we've made so far are to Utica, which is 4 hours, Utica is 2 hours, Rochester is four. You know, so things are closer where we're able to get home at a decent hour and our guys are in their beds most nights and we have quite a bit more practice time than I would assume they had last year in Abbotsford.
What about the facilities? Because I understand the arena is a little bit older, but, you know, in this day and age, you need the workout facilities, the video facilities. Are your needs met as an organization in the building you're in?
They are, and I have to give the Flames a lot of credit. When we came down, my wife and I, to look for a place in July, we had a tour of the room and the facility at that time, and there was a lot of work that needed to be done. So really what Calgary did here was pretty incredible. They actually built a gym for our players that wasn't even in the arena before. Our dressing room area was totally gutted and redone to make it as comfortable as possible for our players. So when people that maybe have seen our room in the past come in now and look at it, the way it looks, they're amazed with the amount of work that was done and the quality of I guess, really everything that we've been giving inside of it has made it very comfortable for us as a group of players and our staff.
Ryan Huska, the head coach of the Adirondack Flames of the American Hockey League, is our guest here Inside Hockey. 2-5-1 to start this season. How, you know, obviously, you know, everybody wants to win every game. How would you describe your first 8 games in the American Hockey League as a team?
Well, challenging. You know, we started the first couple of games of the year. We didn't look like a team. We looked like a bunch of individuals that were trying to find their way, I guess. But since that time, I feel like we've made some steady improvements along the way. Where not only are we seeing the individual players playing with a little more confidence, but we're looking more like a team or a solid group on the ice. And I guess you find out in a hurry how good this league is. And we have a lot of younger players that we're giving a lot of ice time to right now. And hopefully it's something that they're going to benefit from as we, you know, hit those different stages over the course of our year, where they're going to improve and they're going to get better every day. And sometimes that can be challenging as a coach when you have a younger roster because you do want to win all the time. But at the end of the day, we're here to develop players and make sure they're getting ready when their time is called for them to head up to Calgary.
One of the things that jumped off the page at me is, you know, the 31 goals against. Is that, you know, a function of what you're talking about, you know, not necessarily being cohesive as a team? Was that goaltending? Was that defense? I know it's been better of late, but early on it seemed like it was not going well defensively for your squad.
Well, we gave up 11 in the first 2 games. So that really was, you know, us getting off on the wrong foot. And in those games, the games were close heading into the third period, and we gave up a goal at the wrong time, and we kind of fell apart. I think we're more of a resilient group now, where I think we know how to defend a little better than we did at the start of the year as a team. And because of that, our numbers have slowly been coming down. We're going to make mistakes in our own zone. That's the makeup of our team. We've had a lot of younger defensemen in our lineup. We're excited to have Corey Potter in here tomorrow night for us. And he's going to help our young guys develop as well, just being a veteran presence in that area. But mistakes are going to be made. And unfortunately, we were giving a lot up early in the year, and we weren't generating much, which isn't a good recipe for success. But having said that, I think our players have done a great job of sticking with things and really trying to apply what we're asking them to do.
Ryan Huska, the head coach of the Adirondack Flames, our guest on Inside Hockey. Tell me about Yoni Orzio. I mean, the expectation is that this young man's getting closer to taking that next step. We mentioned the goals against early on. How would you grade his performance so far early in the season?
You know, it's funny when you see goaltenders give up, you know, five and six goals early in the year, you people look from afar and probably question the goaltending a little bit. But I can say that none of those goals were soft goals. I think as a coach, you always want to see that key save at the right time. And maybe we didn't get that the first few games. But Yoni's last couple games that he's played for us in particular, especially the ones at home here where our teams won, he's been outstanding. And there were times where we would have some good momentum, but we would, you know, make a mistake on the ice and they'd come down and he'd make a great save at the right time. And I think because he's starting to gain more confidence and to really look solid and make that key save for us, he's building that in our team as well. Our guys feel good in front of him, and you can see the type of goaltender that he can be. He's very competitive, and I think he does a great job of finding pucks and making saves, and we've seen that the last couple games where he's making that key save for us now at the right time.
You talk about how young your team is, and I can't think of an area more than the blue line that probably is best represented. I mean, Pat Seeloff, all of two professional games prior to this year. You know, even Tyler Watherspoon is a young guy. How have your young defenders responded, and have any of them stood out for you?
You know what? I think they've been good. We had a conversation today. It's tough on them because they'll go along really nicely. They'll feel good about themselves. And all of a sudden, you know, they're going to hit a bump in the road where they lose a little bit of that confidence. And I think that's one of our biggest challenges is to make sure that they're put in a position to have success, for one, to know that we believe in them and we're going to continue to put them on the ice. But I think they've fared really well. And there's been different nights where our younger guys in the back end have played really well. Ryan Culkin, for example, our last game at home here, he was really good, and it was by far his best game that he's played for us. Offensively, we saw what he's done in junior hockey. He had that offensive confidence that night. Lots to do in his own zone for sure, but you can see pieces from all of these guys in different occasions where they're coming, and it's just going to be a matter of ice time and a matter of them building their confidence in themselves and with their role within our team. And I think they're going to continue to get better as we move along. And as I mentioned, having a guy like Corey Potter come back into our lineup helps by taking some key minutes against some of the top players in this league, maybe away from those guys in certain situations. He's also going to settle things down a little bit in our own zone. So we're able to pair a younger guy with an older guy like that will be important for their development.
Now, have you been, Ryan, have you been banged up on the back end?
Well, right now we are a little bit. Sam Appalachi and Mark Kandari are both out, and they're two of our, two of our older defensemen, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
So they've been dealing with a few injuries over the last little while, so we haven't had them in our lineup, and not really expecting them back anytime soon, although both guys are progressing and they're feeling better about things. But I'm still, you know, anticipating it's going to be, you know, probably another week or so before we see them return to the lineup at least.
Both Seeloff and Watherspoon coming off very severe injuries, significant injuries. I've seen both of them played. How have they looked for you?
Good. You know, in regards to Watherspoon to start with, he came back and played a 3-game and 3-night stretch for us, and I thought he handled himself very well. He struggled the next two games after that weekend, and I think the fatigue and playing that amount of hockey in a short period of time caught up with him. But Saturday night, I thought he was very good. And you can see he's a bigger defender that is positionally sound, understands the game, and he's hard to play against. And he does a really good job, I find, of moving pucks quickly. So I think he's going to continue to get better and better, and I think he'll quickly be one of our go-to guys on our back end. Patrick Seeloff, at times, has been in and out of our lineup a little bit. He started the year a little bit slow, but then played much better games over the last little while. And I think that's probably a little bit of him gaining confidence in his ability to play, and also knowing that he is healthy right now, and it's okay to just go out and play and about anything that may happen down the road. And I think he's kind of getting over that hump now, and he's starting to feel more and more comfortable in the game situations and in those settings.
Ryan Huska, the head coach of the Adirondack Flames, our guest here on Inside Hockey. Talk about your forwards. It's hard for me not to, having watched this group for a long time now, not be just a little bit disappointed in the starts for both Max Reinhardt and Sven Berchi. I'm surprised that you haven't gotten more out of those guys, and maybe that's just looking at it statistically. How, you know, they're two of your more veteran forwards. How have you seen their progress here so far?
Well, you know, I think coming in, we did expect them to generate a little bit more. As you mentioned, they are, you know, Max in particular is one of our older players, and it seems funny to say that when he's as young as he is, but they haven't been able to find the back of the net, and that has a tendency to wear on players after a while, but I have to say both young men have had a great attitude with that. They're staying out and doing extra work. They're trying to get themselves over that hump, and I think when you really look at it, probably the one biggest challenge they're facing this year is now everybody knows that they are a go-to guy. So they don't get easy defensemen to play against anymore. Whereas maybe in years past, there were some older forwards that took the attention of the top two or three defensemen on the other team. Well, now those guys are it. So they have to find a way to learn how to play against that and still have success offensively without becoming a liability defensively. And I think for the most part, both guys are working, and it's going to come. It's a matter of time when they figure out how to work through that probably tighter checking maybe than what they've seen in the past.
The flip side of that has certainly been the start for both Michael Ferland and Marcus Granlund. Safe to say that those, at least offensively, have been your two best players?
They have. There's no doubt. Michael Ferland this past weekend, or our last two games that we played, he was our best forward by far. He played a big man's game where he went to the net, he had confidence with the puck, and he was physical. And when Michael's engaged physically, he's a pretty good hockey player. And right now, he's been doing that for us. And as a staff here, we've been pretty pleased with the way he's come along. And from day one, I feel like he's gotten better. Now he's really skating. He's involved and around the puck all the time. And the great part about Marcus is he's not just a player that has offensive ability, but he's liable and responsible in his zone as well. And as a coach, you love him. You can trust him to take faceoffs defensively. And you also look to him to generate some offense for your club. Of course, being able to see those things for us.
With Ryan Huska, the head coach of the Adirondack Flames, just a couple more for you, Ryan. I've done this type of interview long enough to know that you always got to ask a coach about a team you don't see very often about who's impressing them, because sometimes it's a guy that doesn't stand out statistically or some guy that maybe you don't pay enough attention to on the game film. Is there a player that's kind of jumped out at you that's maybe unsung so far in the season?
Well, you know, they're on the back end. One guy is Dustin Stevenson. He's been a real pleasant surprise for us. You know, probably a guy that came in with not much fanfare, not much attention. Maybe wasn't expected to be here, but he's turned in a lot of solid performances for us, and he really does a good job of using his size and his reach to his advantage. He's been physical for us on the back end. And he's also playing against top line. So I've been impressed with him on the back end. So he's one guy that I would probably say has jumped out at me. In regards to our guys up front, I think there's been nights where different people have stepped out where you take notice of them. But I can't really say there's one guy that consistently has been there each and every night. You know, in regards to a player that I wasn't expecting. Choosing Noel over the last little while, he's been up to his agitating self, and he's been playing really well. So he's maybe one guy that I would say kind of is an unsung guy that maybe not a lot of people look to, but he's found his groove a little bit where he's getting under the skin of everybody, including referee, and he's doing his job to the best of his ability.
Ryan, my final question, just you personally as a coach, talk about making the jump, going from, you know, major junior and all those years in Kelowna to now the American Hockey League. What have you learned? What have you adapted to taking your game to the next level?
Yeah, I found out in a hurry. Everybody tells you how good this league is, but until you actually get here and are able to see some of the teams play and some of the players that are down in the AHL, you get a greater respect for the quality of hockey that's played at this level. It is really good hockey. And I think I probably have to say the second thing, the adjustment comes from, I guess, where I came from in Kelowna. We were used to winning and winning all the time. And now you're put in a situation where development is priority, and we do have a lot of young players that we're going to work with, and there are going to be nights when we're not going to win hockey games. And that's tough for a coach to kind of sit through. So there's a lot of nights that I found early in the season in particular where I wasn't sleeping very well because the losses don't sit well with you. And it's something that you have to work through without losing sight of our main priority is developing. And having said that, I believe winning is a big part of developing. And we're going to push our players to make sure they're competitive, and we're going to push our players to make sure they can win as a team, because I think that's important. But we can't lose sight of what our focus is, and that's making players better here and getting them ready for the Calgary Flames.
Well, I really appreciate that answer. That's a really neat answer to the question. Ryan, I do appreciate the time. Thanks for giving us a little insight. I know, as you know, there's no shortage of interest in the young guys that you're developing for the next level. So thanks for this continued success. Best of luck in the upcoming games, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you having me.